yourself the last couple of days, Hector?
Oh, gosh, I've been laying low, Mr. Winterbottom. Mm-hmm. You see, I'm in bad with Mrs. Pinkley.
In bad with Mrs. Pinkley? How do you mean?
Well, you see, it was like this. The other morning, she asked me to take her dog out and give him some air.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's sore at me.
Well, wouldn't you take the dog out and give him some air?
Yeah, sure. I took him out and gave him some air. I took him away. I took him over to Hathaway Service Station.
Well, if you give the dog some air, what you sore about?
Well, before I could get the air hose out of his throat, he choked to death.
Now listen, young fella. You just listen here. I got some news for you that'll make you laugh on the other side of your face.
News?
Yes.
What news, for instance?
Well, I suppose you figure that you and Senator Byrne are putting up the money for that statue, huh?
Yeah, sure. We're putting up. He's putting up half, and I'm putting up the other half.
Yes, well, right there's where you're wrong. You're putting up all of it.
No, Mr. Wetterbaum, you're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
No, gosh, no. In other words, you are in a tremendous error.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The statue is going to cost $4,000, and I put up $2,000, and was glad to do it.
Yes, well, that's what you think. But Iona Bunn's got different ideas. Since you give her that check for $2,000, she's changed her mind how much she's going to pay for that statue. All she's going to give that sculptor fella is just the amount you put up, $2,000. So there.
Oh, shoot. You must be mistaken. Iona Bunn wouldn't do anything like that. She said her father was going to put up $2,000 and she wouldn't break her word.
Yes. Well, you just ask her and see.
Well, I certainly will. I'll ask her when I go over to her house for dinner some night this week.
Yes, I thought you was going over there for dinner last week.
Yes, I was, but the senator wasn't feeling so well.
Yes.
He's all right now, so I suppose Iona will be asking me over next time she sees me.
Yes, well, you find out what a dad darn fool you made out of yourself when you... say, Hector, me and Eb is selling out some union suits. Now, here's your chance to get one cheap.
Union suits?
Yes, sir, all wool. I think I got one back there just fit you. I'll go get it.
No, sir, never mind. I wouldn't wear a union suit.
What?
A union suit almost cost me my life once.
Say, what are you talking about? Cost you your life? How?
Well, Mr. Winterbottom, that's one of the deep secrets of my life. I made up my mind never to tell it to a human being. So listen.
Mm-hmm.
One evening, just as darkness was falling, I was riding along through a desert region, the Gulash Mountains. I had rid 150 kilometers that day, and my poor horse was so lame he couldn't go another step. No, sir, not another step. As I rode on, I saw a light.
Oh, say, wait a minute. Rode on? I thought you said your horse couldn't go another step.
Yes, that's right. Not another step could he go. So pretty soon we came to the inn.
Oh, but dad ding it, how could you get to the inn if your horse couldn't walk?
Oh, yes, that's right, ain't it?
Mm.
Now, my horse rode the rest of the way.
Wait a minute, rode? What did he ride on?
Mr. Winterbottom, in case you want to know the details, when I saw my horse was going lame, I got off of his back and let him get on.
What?
We rode up to the inn and I knocked at the door. Finally, after a long, long time, the door was opened by an old man who said to me, "Auf Wiedersehen." That means goodbye in German.
Yes.
And so I said to him, "Auf Strychnine."
Auf Strychnine? Yes. What does that mean?
That means goodbye in any language.
Well, never mind now. Where does the union suit come in?
Union suit? Yes. What union suit?
The union suit you was talking about. You said it almost cost you your life.
Almost cost me? Yes, the union suit.
Mm.
Yes, that's right, union suit. Well, you see, the old man was the owner of the inn, and he didn't want me to stay there because the only room he had vacant was haunted.
Haunted,
yes.
You don't say. You mean there was a ghost in the room?
Yes. The business had been pretty bad, so he'd rented the room to a ghost. But I was so tired, I didn't care what happened. So I took the room and went upstairs and went to bed. So the next morning, the salesman said to the farmer, "Who's that?" And the farmer said, "That's the baby."
What tarnation you talking about, Hector? What salesman and what farmer?
The farmer that was stopping at the farmhouse, the salesman that was stopping at the farmhouse over there. Oh, no, wait a minute. That's another story. What did I say I did?
You said you went to bed in the haunted room.
Oh, yes, I remember. I did go to bed in the haunted room, and I went sound asleep. And then all of a sudden, I found myself wide awake and staring through the darkness.
Yes.
And there, just inside the door of my room, was a ghastly white
shakes.
Shakes a lot.
My blood ran cold. You see, I got hot and cold running blood. Slowly, I pulled a revolver out from under my pillow. "Who's there?" I shouted. "Answer or I'll fire." And there was no reply.
Man,
so I pulled the trigger. Bang, bang, bang. Jumped out of bed, flicked on the light, and I'd shot three holes in my union suit that was hanging there. It was a narrow escape, Mr. Winterbottom. A narrow escape, was it?
A narrow escape? Well, how do you mean?
Oh, supposing I'd been wearing that union suit while I shot it.
Why, you did. Now, that'll just do, you Hector Q. Smith. Taking up my time with a long cock and bull story like that. Now, you come over here and take a look at these.
No, sir. I won't buy one of those union suits. They're made in sweatshops.
How can you tell where they're made?
Well, I can tell. I can tell where you get every piece of... where you got every piece of merchandise in this whole store. I can even tell you where you got that hat you're wearing.
Yes, you can.
All right. If you don't believe it, I'll bet you a dime I can. And right here is my dime. There.
Well, dead during you, Hector. This is once that I'm going to learn you a lesson. I'll take that bet. Wait a second now. I've got a dime here.
Well, you produce your dime.
Well, here it is. Here's my dime. Now tell me where I got the hat.
On your head.
Why, Dad, during your hide, I've got a darn good notion
Hello, Miss Bunn.
Oh, well, howdy, Miss Bunn.
Say, Miss Bunn, what night this week do you want me to come over?
I beg your pardon?
I tell you, what night this week do you want me to come over to dinner?
Dinner? What are you talking about?
Well, don't you understand, as soon as your father was feeling better, I thought I would come over some evening,
dear Mr. Smith, simply because you've had a small business transaction with my father, don't presume that we care to know you socially.
But you asked me to come over to dinner.
Yes, you certainly did. I heard you say it myself.
I beg your pardon. I don't wish to discuss the matter any further. If I have to be annoyed by scenes like this when I come in here, I'll trade some other place. And furthermore...
Yes.
Say, what's the matter here, Zeb?
Why, she invited Hector over to dinner before he gave her that $2,000, and now she claims that...
Are you attempting to criticize me?
Shoot. Don't get in a scrap about it. So, I'll get out of here. I'll go on. So long, Mr. Winterbottom. So long, Mr. Peter.
Now, wait a minute, Hector. Wait. Now see what you've done. You see what you've done? You ought to be ashamed of yourself. You was nice and sweet before he gave you that money. But it wouldn't melt in your mouth. And now
that
you...
That will do, please.
Yeah.
I'm not interested in your opinion of me or of anything else.
Yeah, well, whether you're interested or not, you're going to get him.
What? Why, the very idea.
You're nothing but a dad-daring crook.
Yes, sir.
A dad-ratted, two-faced, scheming, she-male crook.
Eb, you'd better keep still, you know.
Why, I've never been so insulted in my life. Why, I have a notion to sue you for this. Sue you.
Well, go ahead and sue us.
Now, wait a minute, Eb. Listen, Miss Bunn. Eb's just sort of excited. Oh. He don't really
mean
it.
You're dad-darn tootin', I mean it.
I'll see my attorney tomorrow.
Yes, well, you'd better find out how he can keep you out of jail.
Oh, indeed. Well, you'll be the one that will land in jail.
What do I care? I've been in jail before.
Oh, well, truth will out, won't it? I might have imagined as much. So you've been in jail before, have you? What were you doing in jail? What were you in jail for?
I was hired to whitewash the cell. They was going to put your old man in the time he was caught stealing chicken.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh, no. Concerned it, Eb.
I care.
Well, why didn't you keep your darn trap shut? Now she'll sue us as sure as your foot high.
Nah, shucks. She's just like her old man. Full of talk. She won't do nothing.
Yes, but you oughtn't to be losing your head and... Oh, say, you got a dime?
Yeah, why?
Well, get it out. Get it out. Come on, get it out. I'm going to make you a bet.
Well, here's the dime, but what's the bet?
And here's mine. And this is good now. Now, I'm going to bet you that I can tell. I'm going to bet you that I can tell you where you bought that hat.
Yeah, well, where did I buy it?
Why, you bought it. Dad darn it anyhow. They ain't no honest people in the world. They're all crooks, son. That's what they are. Damn crooks.